السلام عليكم. ACR News. We thank Allah, first of all, for enabling us to be here today for this gathering, this address before this gathering. We pray that He bless us with the outcome that we desire. Also, I appreciate the words that were spoken by Imam Abdul Karim Hassan regarding myself. I'm not the kind of person that enjoys hearing people talk about me in any kind of way, whether it's good or bad. But I do appreciate those words, and I pray Allah that I do better. Give me a moment or two now to get the situation. Always to begin with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. There's a chapter in the Holy Book Quran titled Ash-Shams, or the Sun. The first 10 verses are ayah. This chapter, surah, we say surah, the chapter, ayah, a verse. Read as follows. By the sun and its stretching brightness. By the moon, as if it were following it. By the day, as if it were giving it clarity. By the night, as if it were covering it. By the sky, and how wonderfully it is structured. By the earth, and how wonderfully it is extended out. By the soul, and how wonderfully it is ordered. Its inspiration as to its enlightenment and its regardfulness. Whoever cultivates it is sure to succeed. Whoever neglects it is sure to fail. That is the chapter titled 10 verses, the 10 first verses. From the chapter called the sun, Ash-Shams. We know the sun has been a symbol for man in religion. It has been thought to also have been worshipped as God. With those words from Quran, from the revelation of God, the Holy Book, the last revelation, revealed to Muhammad, the last messenger of God, I introduce this topic for the gathering. Islam in promoting al-Islam, as it's called in Quran. Al-Islam in promoting productive life for the individual and for the society. هو الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. He is Allah. Allah. Meaning God. The one and only. There is no deity. There is nothing. That is to say, there is nothing else to be worshipped. Except him or beside him. He is the living, the eternal, existing without need for anything outside of himself. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. And Afu, he pardons sin. And Afu, he is forgiving. Arsala Rasulahu bil Huda wa Deen al Haq liyudhhirahu ala al-Deen. It is he who has sent his messenger with the guidance and the religion of truth, that it should prevail over all religion. How are we to understand that? Many take that language as a signal to go to war against other religions until those religions are wiped out and there is nothing on earth but al-Islam, our religion. There's much that has to be said about that attitude in some would-be authorities on our religion, claiming to be authority, claiming to be models for Muslims. But I would just have a few words to say. And first of all, that such persons should look at the community of Muslims and go to war there first. And then maybe if we succeed in spreading over the earth, we'll be able to survive. I have to make these comments before really getting into my talk. I'm obligated to do it. Recently, there was a publication brought to my attention where such person pretended to use our holy book, the Quran, as support, basis for his position, that after the Quran, all other religious communities are to be seen as unbelievers, kafirs, and to be treated like the early religious communities of Christianity and al-Islam justly treated the heathen criminals and corrupt societies that would not respond to civilization. That is, he suggests that if they don't say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, there is but one God and Muhammad is his messenger, that they should be killed outright. And he blame them, both Jews and Christians. He did more injury to our purpose on this earth as Muslims than all the chances he mentioned. And I understand that that's not the end of it. We have intelligent imams that are going to get on the case and bring the matter to the attention of world Muslim authorities. We can't put our life on the line like this and labor so hard as we do to project the true image of ourselves and then sit quietly while someone claiming to be an authority and a scholar even above us in knowledge is wrecking everything that we're trying to do. And this particular person connects himself with a world Islamic society or organization based in Saudi Arabia. The name of the organization, the youth organization, is WAN. World Association of Muslim Youth. When I said, well, they got the right name, that's just what they are, when. As they being presented, that's just what they are, when. So I know that he is out of step with the leaders of that world organization. And I'm sure that they don't know the damage he's doing. They've been brought to their attention. I think they are going to take our position and do something about him. Not out of any sentimental thing with Christians or Jews. My sentiment is here. I'm coming from my love and respect for our religion. Not to run to the rescue of Christians and Jews. Because we know they say other things too about us. And many of them won't stop. In the face of truth, they won't stop. So don't think I'm all emotional and sentimental when it comes to having friendly relationships with Jews and Christians. I can't get emotional and sentimental over that until I see a more willingness and more desire on their part to be friendly to God. But that's something we should pursue. That's something we should believe in. That's something we should care about. We should want friendship and friendly relations with Jews and with Christians and with all other decent people on this earth. In spite of the fact that some that have voice among them and seem to have the loudest voices don't invite us to that kind of concern. This gathering, the best way to serve the needs of a trouble-ridden society is to first make a study of the conditions of its soul. In terms of human promoting progress, not much can be expected unless that society, a trouble-ridden society, starts to grow in consciousness and reach a point where it can no longer tolerate its stressful state of affairs and reject its problem-breeding psychology in favor of a problem-solving psychology. Psychology is a term directly related to the soul. Earth's great religions hold out to their people a psychology. of the world as also for meanness. That is, such religions promote a psychology as a deterrent against deformity-causing influences forming of the deeds of people. And the same psychology aims at promoting their advancement in the world. What does he mean by that love? Darul Akhirah. What I can say, Nasibaka, Minadunya. Here is the balance position. The position of true equilibrium. Balance of mind and spirit, etc. For approaching and dealing with the matter of the world, the challenge of the world. In English, seek by the means that God has made available to you, the hereafter. But do not neglect your share of the world. This is Islamic teaching. Straight to the point. Now, the influences for bringing us into that state of mind and attitude will be found in the major religions. But they have covered so much until it's like searching for a needle in a haystack to reach that kind of idea or influence. But if you expose yourself to the doctrine of these great religions, I'm not naming any of them in particular, I'm including also the religions of Asia, right? If you expose yourself to the doctrines of these religions as a sincere person, the effect of those religions on you will bring you into that same state of mind and attitude, if you're sincere. That's why no sane Muslim would want to go to war with Christians, Jews, or even Buddhists to exterminate them so there'd be nobody on earth but us. No, because we know that the same Lord that favors us at one time or another also favors them. In these religions, it is also true of even other persuasions outside of religion. That is their philosophy, ideology, that influence the soul in the same way. In these religions, as is also true of other persuasions, the collective psychology signaling its members to act and to think operates from overhead, from above our head, as by some remote control. I have read the language, the literal language, of the great religions. And I say, what is it that keeps these particular religious societies in a decent state? And I said to myself, faith. And then I wanted to understand faith for them. Faith that accounts for that decency among them. that comment here and that really. The heavens are qualified for the role of influencing situations on earth. Who would imagine the sky empty of stars? No moon, no sun, no night, no day, no clouds, no thunder, no wind, no lightning, no rain. Of the likes of these thoughts on the beauty of heaven, the loftiness of the skies, innocent faith is born. An innocent faith is born. A pure faith is born. The Lord God created us not reach us directly, but he reaches us through creation. Or reaches us through creation. Can I ask you are mad? The Yaklubakum, Ayukum, Asanu, Arana. His throne was first upon the waters. That you may be tried to manifest who has the most excellent deeds. The strength of a culture's faith, Christian culture and its faith, Jewish culture and its faith, Islamic culture, we have a culture, Islamic culture and its faith, is at the same time the strength of that culture's psychology. Now, some of you say, why would he come to us with this kind of language? It is my firm conviction, belief, that preachers of religion disrespect the intelligence of the common person. And for that reason, we don't have progress in the masses, the religious masses, that should be there. Nothing I'm saying is heavy for the average person in this audience. It's all very simple. But you have been turned off to their language. And I'm going to go very slow and gentle with you until you turn on. Right? Time is too far from the days of ignorance, days of belittling the work of the human person. The average human person. For us to keep stupid to the level of witch doctors to excite an audience. In order to be more comfortable with the feelings that I'm having right now, and hoping that we all are having and are all looking at the same thing, I now turn to the American Heritage Dictionary for a definition of psychology, the term psychology. Quote, the emotional and behavioral characteristics of an individual, group, or activity. That's the definition that I'm entertaining. I repeat, the emotional and behavioral characteristics of an individual, group, or activity. This psychology is also identity. We think of ourselves as being identified by the physical reality. That's not how we are identified in the important sense. we are identified according to our emotional and behavioral characteristics, our psychology, our emotional and behavioral characteristics. You may not accept what I'm going to say now, but I'm going to say it. I've said it before. White people have not been conditioned to reject our blackness. They have been conditioned to reject our emotional and behavioral characteristics. That is the black that they hate. They come from a cold region. And they have been influenced by the coldest tribe in their region. The English. And they have taken their high-mindedness from the English speech. And not even knowing themselves, understanding themselves, their own day, now on the path of the white. They hate black. They see black as inferior. They see black as unwanted. Trouble for white society. And many, some of them would like to separate the black into some area all to themselves, but never give them a country of their own, never give them a nation of their own, unless it's under white authority. But just put them to themselves so that they won't contaminate us. That attitude is still strong in Western society. I'm running into it often. Yes. And we are not doing much to influence a correction in them. until they change the condition of their soul, until they change the condition of their soul. And again, words from the Holy Book Quran, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَكُنْ مُغَيِّرًا نِعْمَةً أَنْعَمَهَا عَلَى قَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنْفُسِهِمْ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. That is because Allah never takes away His blessing on a people, until after they have changed the condition of their soul. And Allah is hearing and knowing. Moral immaturity will eventually give a person or community to a disposition for a life that leaves resources to be wasted by the forces of ignorance and by crimes against self and against society. I'm not talking anything that's out of your reach. I'm talking to the thing that you look at all the time. You're seeing all of this all the time. I'm sure you're aware of what I'm talking about. You can't escape it. It's everywhere. Another quote from the Holy Book Quran, corruption appeared in the land and in the sea by what occurred in consequence of the doings of the people. This is from Surah Rum, the chapter called Rum. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. That's the quote that I gave. The process of sin and productivity. Here I am connecting sin and productivity. Or relating sin and productivity as opposites. We may think of sin and righteousness real quick, opposites. But I chose to express it this way. Sin and productivity. The process of sin and productivity may be compared to the process of death in life. In the absence of native conscience, we have a belief in the creation of man. That's different. With the idea in Western thought. That is, we do not believe in any man of sin. That idea is not accepted by us. We don't believe in any man of sin. Allah says, I have not created the human or the jinn for any purpose other than my service. He does not say that. on many things sex and sin. Marrying can't perform. Have inhibition. Their escape, their recognition. I have read documented cases of Catholics and others with that problem. Where on the day of marriage they could not perform. Because sex had been made so ugly. What did our prophet say about sex? He said, these investments beyond him, there's a blessing in the act of sex. And he was questioned to explain that. He said, how can there be a blessing in the act of sex? He said, well, if you perform sex unlawfully, wouldn't there be a punishment? So that tells me that there was some misconceptions back then when it comes to sex. It is this unhealthy, sick way of looking at sex that is responsible for all the sex abuse that we find in Western society. The society that has lifted sex up as ugly, more than any other society, is the same society that has the most sex abuse.
Developing this address.
productive life in the individual and in the society, attention for the next step in the procedure will be given to performance. The prophet said, peace be on him, and this is a saying of the Holy Book, this is the words of the Holy Book also. The English is, performance is according to each one's disposition. Performance is according to each one's disposition. Mohammed the Prophet led our world, the world, first into global sensitivity, into universal thoughts and concerns, into a global conscience 1400 years ago. He awakened the universal concerns of man and brought about a global consciousness. And just today, in our advances as a civilization, we are beginning to acknowledge a global community and a need for a global conscience. This prophet said, quote, everyone is Muslim, end quote. But I continue with my own words that are, to the best of my knowledge, his words. And it is the circumstances through which one is given that makes a Jew, a Christian, or other. From the secular world, we have heard the likes of this thing, by law, behavior results from heredity and environment. Modern societies believe environment to be the major influence on attitudes, personality, and behavior. Environment is held by modern society right now to be the major influence determining the outcomes of our personality, etc. Of the need to lighten the burden on performance, another thing of the last prophet is seen as complementing that one. Quote, excellence has been prescribed by Allah for everything. And third here, I believe, in this saying of the prophet, is that excellence is a native requirement for the developmental behavior of all things, particularly for the human society. This gathering most likely has heard mention of excellence as inherent aim in man. I know I have. And I wasn't in a school or sitting in a classroom or formal, there was no formal setting, but I have heard this. Because this society has at times did all it could, I believe, to excite the American people for achievement and excellence. And you can hardly listen to the programs on education and needs in education without hearing that concern. To put in focus the best we have going for us and the worst we may expect, two words is enough. Excellence, neglect. Now, I hope I'm going to strain your mind even more. You know, the potential of man is like a piece of rubber.
although some prove it is wrong, and perhaps it makes me believe that. But I refuse. Because the evidence in the world is too strong for me to believe anything like that. I'm a father, now a grandfather. And I've never picked up any newborn baby and saw sin. Never. So I know flesh is not sinful. The things that come into the flesh, after the flesh, that's where the problem lies. However, attesting to the soundness and to the timelessness of Revelation is an insight given by philosophers of native and universal process, of the native universal process of democracy, which holds that, quote, condition of the soul, end quote, should be the focus when we are looking for what is troubling man and society. That is a part of the Quran. It's the Holy Book. Without limits limits that Allah has set. Allah has set for us limits. And in our religion, we don't see divine happenings in our lives the way many other religions project it. For us, there is hardly no mysticism. And absolutely no superstition. There are real mysticisms, but they are very, very limited, small in our religion. When we compare mysticism in our religion to mysticism in other religions. Now, that's not to say that we don't have as many mystics as other religions have, but they are out of step with our religion. It's the wrong drink. So I repeat, because we're in trouble. Man, I've got to let in. Well, sin. Well, sin, pardon me. Well, sin is that Yahudouni. God says he's not needed. The human or the jinn. Know this sin. Well, one thing we know about him, now this is an area for the mystics. One thing we know about the jinn is that he's rational. He's rational. Because Allah said in our holy book, and the jinn said, upon hearing the recital of the Quran in our holy book, we have heard a wonderful recital. And we advise both men and jinn. Perspective. Okay. So that tells me a lot about the jinn. Now, you know, I could have come up here to find it and did a lot in my judgment for this call. I could have come here and decided a bad amount. It's the hopeless prayer. As you most of you heard so many times, and I'm not speaking to Muslims now, I'm speaking to other people who have frequent our meetings. They're not Muslims. They've heard the open prayer so many times. And after finishing the open prayer, I could have just made the kalima. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And then said these few words to you. We need a suitable situation. We need desire to respect qualified priority. We need direction for realizing those aims. And we need a spirit for that. And just as I got to go, just go on. Then I would have accomplished a lot. In my judgment. But my spirit won't let me just do a quickie like that. So I hope you'll have patience with me. Allah Most High also said to us in our holy book, what are we addressing? The need for better performance. There are conditions that must be brought about first to influence our soul, to hold for us an overhead That those
do not offend.
The black has gone up there too.
That's right.
But you met a long time ago. Long time. When the white man went up, you were tired. You were rested. And he made sure he's been rested. He had rest. Until just recently, things have changed. And yes, we are happy about that. I know our women because it ain't your baby something. Well, look, you can get out of here right now and don't ever come back.
He moved up from a lesser position to a higher one.
For the family relation.
For the family relation.
And what relationship is the most important?
The one that is indirectly addressed in that same statement of hug.
The womb. The word that is used for family ties or family relation also means literally womb of the female.
It is by their womb that you were born, from their womb that you were born, brought into the world. And they mothered us. And they were the ones responsible for nurturing not only us separately, but also our bond, our tie to each other, brother to brother, brother to sister, sister to sister, sister to brother. Yes. So for that reason, God said, but my heart and also have a sacred regard, deep respect for family relationships. And he says again, and family has a priority before God. Family has a priority before God. That means that if I have $50, and a non-member of my family and a family member, both of them are in the same need for some of my $50. I do not go to the non-member of my family first. I give to my family first. Now the attitude in this society is that you give to others first and your family has. How about? You're supposed to give to your family even if you don't like them. Yes, you do. If you got in your family got nothing, you're supposed to give to them even if you don't like them. Don't you know our religion requires us that we keep respect with our family, with our parents in particular, even though they oppose us being in this religion. Allah says, don't submit to their wishes, but keep friendly relations with them. We need to hear these things. These things, if accepted, will create a new movement in your soul that will eventually become a new condition for your soul. And at the same time, will be soaring up into the heavens and stop just high enough not to bother you all the time and work subconsciously in you as a psychology for your well-being. Well, we're going to get there. Now, understanding servitude, slavery in man's history only needs our understanding of servitude, slavery in the history of man. Only need real research into the Quran. It's a new. What we don't want to admit is that many men put themselves in slavery. Oh, you want to be my slave master? Well, you ain't got nothing to worry about. You don't want a slave master?
on their own. They have to have something else controlling them. Something else serving their needs for pleasure, etc.
So they go to the drugs.
I'm not saying this is true for every victim of drugs, but the majority of them are just looking for something to take over their life because they're afraid to take their lives in their own hands.
Service to God. But look what God was telling us in the beginning.
Simmer.
You don't thank me for that. I do for strength. I do for anybody in your situation. If you feel a good one, I'll do even more than that for you. It's not for you. Allah has made me this way.
And you know, a long time ago, when our parents used to get all kind of hell from some of us rebels, I wasn't one of them. I never was a rebel. But I've seen some terrible rebels in the among the children. Not necessarily, I'm not talking about my family now. But I've seen them in other families. And I've seen one or two in my family at that time. And I've noticed parents, they get so hurt, they have to bring respect back to their goodness. And this is what they said to get respect for that goodness again. They said, "You ain't worth what I do for you. But I do it because it's just decent." Some of them say, "I do it because I know God wants me to do it." So they were coming from the same spirit. The spirit to be happy and most comfortable with good behavior, your good deeds, knowing that one is most interested in pleasing, not the people that might disrespect it or abuse it, but the Lord Most High. Yeah. And if we have that kind of faith and consciousness, we could go much further as people. Our families would be much stronger. Oh, yeah. We wouldn't be letting our first feelings, personal attitudes interfere with the management of the household. I don't care how angry I am. I'm not supposed to let my anger become a tornado in my house, tear up my house, throw my children out in the street. No. Now, I ain't mad at him. I'm at the same time supposed to keep a balance, keep sanity, where I will keep respect for the things that I cherish, and not let my emotions, my emotional rage, destroy the things that I worked for so long. A fellow came to the prophet once and he said, "Tell me something that will benefit me from now on." The prophet said, "Control anger. Control anger. Control those violent emotions. And when you can't, realize you can't, and just withdraw from the situation. Withdraw from the situation until you get cool enough not to set the house on fire." Yeah, that's what I do. I don't get angry. Sometimes, the older I get, the cooler I get. But I remember the days behind me, I get so hot, I'd be burning myself. I'd blow it out the flame. Just get out of my face, sucker.
over the town.
If you're easy to talk to, they might say he's gone in 45 minutes or 30 hours. You said, well, it's more difficult, and he might be an hour. Even more difficult, might be an hour and a half, 2 hours. But he said it won't be longer than that, so I'm going to try to make sure that I don't disappoint him. Suitable situation for our life, I should say, but the life.